this is the, which has, this is the cabinet room, where the president meets with the deputy president's chair. That's why he was detained, because he had, we had the judges say.
I don't really know.
He got the, got the, very much we had at the court, you know. Yeah, to come in here, take pictures of the president.
I know, it's just unfortunate that the foreign minister only passed about town instructions. It was just a meeting, like, with the CEO.
You got stuff to do.
But did you say that a...
Oh, I talked to Paul,
Who? Who went into the court?
I think it was,
This is the rose garden, right here.
It's not ready.
That's the story got married, the church got married, yes. And, let me see what else, how do you want it here? There's a press room that they have down there. So, we're ready to go to the press club. We could run an hour, yeah, but... The interpreter, yeah. I know that Ms. Forson's, she is a state department, and interpreter, president's the one who requests her to interpret. Ms. Forson's, she interprets in French. Okay, the road, this road, or this one?
Yeah, the same one. They don't have to change.
As I said, that's the president's chair, in fact, you can, it says right here, the president, and then this is Secretary of State Rogers, and Secretary of Defense, Laird, Commerce, and then your Secretary of Constitution, and then,
see, how he doesn't think.
And we, how are you doing, how are you doing? Well, that is going to be a procession, I can't hear that, I can't imagine. Oh, my viewer looks on. Would you like to see a coffee, Captain?
Hey, it'd be fine. Why don't you just make it, I'll be comfortable down here.
No, no, you don't give us any
corn here.
It goes good back, you know, big back.
Michael Lance?
I will cut it out later.
No, no,
no, not really, don't do it.
He just carried 5 cents for drinks.
5 cents?
Yeah, 5 cents. You know that, you got a present for that?
No, because I don't damage the mold.
Oh, that's right. I just, you say, sister. I don't know, 5 cents.
Oh,
they're beautiful. Aren't they nice? Beautiful. But you have so many pairs of couples, I don't think you want it anymore.
I don't have any.
I have a special one for the president, I'll get you.
For the president? For the president.
But I have one special for the president.
See, now, I don't have a special one for the president.
I yes, have one of friends around
here, but they don't give me any.
You see, he gave me my birthday in 1969. He forgot my birthday this year.
He forgot your birthday this year.
Well, I can't wait for the thank you.
Of the matches?
Yes. Everything goes out of the way.
Yes, oh. He's coming back, I guess, that's it. The residents, they live upstairs, on that side. You see, the White House does not have, well, in the other wing there, in the executive wing there, they boarded where they have the state functions, the dinners and such, the rooms are very high. It all depends on our time, Captain. If the one plate, we may have to go direct from here to the press club. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes.
Captain? Sisalot, yes, I think so. Sisalot. Thank you. Prime Minister, when we were in Academy Macron, when we came up, I went back, I left you here, and I went back into the diplomatic entrance, and he was telling us that maybe he has to cut his ship,
make the trip shorter.
He may have to go back sooner.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
We have a nice schedule on plane for you.
New York, Colorado.
Don't you only have to cut one each other?
Oh, I see.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
The
25th?
On the 20th.
On the 20th, he will be able to receive us. After that, he will be free.
I see.
How do you do in Tokyo?
On the 25th?
On the 25th, he will be free.
On the 26th?
I see.
We didn't embarrass your foreign minister and your ambassador this morning because...
I think well, I am...
Because you're the meeting between the president and the prime minister, there's just two of them. As I told Ambassador yesterday, Ambassador Son, I said it would be just two. They would remain here at Blair House, and in the event that your president, or prime minister, or president next to me, he could bring the mic over. But they got in the car, and the fit was quite kind of confusing.
I told the prime minister that I'm not supposed to do it. And he...
Right.
The ambassador is going to leave.
I say. Well, see, you should have told me that because then I could have brought him over here. But Mr. McCarthy is over there. In case we run late, Mr. McCarthy, we will go direct to the press club, and Mr. McCarthy will bring them over to the press club. Well, I just didn't want to make that weak. I didn't want to put them in an embarrassing position. They could wait over here just as well, but has the foreign minister been into the White House? I wouldn't have used it last, I think, maybe last year, he might have been. Because the ambassador has been here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your party is
very small compared to some of the people we have come. We had President Mobutu came with 67 people. We had President Suharto of Indonesia come with 70. We had President Pompidou who came with 70. We were supposed to have King Hassan of Morocco. And when he was coming, he was coming in May, but he had to cancel his trip. Well, not because, no, this was before the attempted assassination. He came, he was supposed to come in May for, excuse me, my stomach is, I must be hungry. he was supposed to come in May, but he sent his Prime Minister Meraki, to apologize and ask for a postponement because of an Arab summit meeting that was taking place, which he had to be at. He was coming over with 130 people. You don't think that's a problem trying to over? It's not so bad. We do the car right as far as I
well, then I have.
Then I recruit more people. See, I have three protocol officers, plus
the two secretaries who help out.
And usually in a party this size, one protocol officer is enough and a secretary. But then I have people like Mr. Passwaters in California, who is not connected with the State Department, but is a personal friend of mine. And he does it just to help us out because he's familiar with how we like to arrange these things. And then when we go to New York, there will be another gentleman in to help us out. Then when we go to San Francisco, there will be another man. Because these people are personal friends of mine, and rather than me sending my protocol officer or I myself going out, I just call them on the telephone and say, we're coming with 30, 40 people, we need so many rooms, we need this, we need that, and they make all the arrangements. It makes it easier for us. President's that way too. He doesn't like it. You know, we're not president trained. Yeah. But as you see, we have quite a bit of security on our plane. In fact, we have 11 who fly with us.
And we'll see the spot of flying. It's me from North Bend to Bangkok.
Okay.
Got taken.